Another victim of the SA budget is the vocational colleges. Seven TAFE campuses will soon be closing, as close as possible as next year, including a campus in Roxby Downs. Students graduating from the area school there will most likely be affected by this. Howard Spreadbury, president of the South Australian branch of the Australian Education Union, spoke to The Wire's Emily Downs, who asked him what he thinks of these closures.
They are paying no respect to the students involved in programs being offered currently at those campuses. They're saying that some of those programs can be relocated, but we know that many of those will not be able to be relocated, and if they are, students currently enrolled will have difficulty accessing those programs. So it is a real sign of a lack of commitment to ongoing funding. We've asked this government to reinvest in TAFE after previous governments have eroded TAFE provision in a number of ways. This is not a reinvestment. This is a cut.
TAFE have said there will be no reduction in training in Roxby Downs and they will continue offering training off campus within the local community. Do you think that this is possible?
Well, it's going to be very difficult to see how that plays out. Are they talking about online provision? Are they talking about programs being delivered in another setting within Roxby Downs and by whom? Training requires not just an online connection or a face in a room. It requires access to resources, particularly if you're talking about skills-based training. Resources and equipment must be part of that program, and so it's very difficult to understand how, if programs are being reduced in some ways in Roxby Downs, how those programs can continue to be provided to the same level that they are currently.
Howard Spreadbury, president of the South Australian branch of the Australian Education Union. Eddie Hughes is the member for Gillies. He says the move is a short-sighted one by the government.
The chance of getting a private sector provider to move into the area is highly unlikely. So the loss of TAFE in Roxby Downs is a blow. And especially when you consider the potential for expansion at Roxby Downs. There's been recently significant investment at Olympic Dam. There is that potential for the brownfield expansion. To lose a TAFE campus in Roxby is a very, very bad measure indeed. And when you consider that the closure in Roxby Downs itself, there's also going to be a closure of the TAFE campus in Coober Pedy. So that means in the far north of the state, there will be no publicly funded vocational training. So very, very short-sighted.
Eddie Hughes, member for Gillies. Sandy Sumsian is the chair of the Roxby Downs Community Board. She spoke to Rox FM's Jordan Curtis about how the closure will affect the small town.
Well, I'm completely shocked. I would have thought that an isolated community like ours, so close to a major industry in mining, would necessitate having a facility like that here. Some people do whole employment courses through that TAFE. For our youth in town, which don't have many other opportunities, they need to be able to be educated beyond the basic school system, and TAFE was one of those avenues.
So we've got about 42 enrolments at that. How important is that to the town?
A lot of other businesses around town or organisations around town, including the major employer, BHP, are focusing in on opportunities for our youth. And it's a campaign that's just really picked up momentum and is going to continue to be pushed out. And now we've lost one of the major tools and facilities that we could have had the youth using. I just think it's terrible. And I feel for all those people that are currently enrolled. It's going to make it now more difficult for them, especially if you need those face-to-face days where you actually have to have a facilitator in front of you. I know we live in a world where a lot of things are done online, but there's still, in most courses, some days where you have to have face-to-face. And the added expense of them having to now travel is probably going to impede some people on continuing their studies.
Sandy Sumption, Chair of the Roxby Downs Community Board, ending that report from The Wire's Emily Downs.